Great, thank you. Well, as you can see, the quote is, "The greatest revelation is stillness." So today I want to offer what I'm calling cultivating stillness in our life. Imagine that our thoughts are like butterflies in flight, wings fluttering in the effort to find the best flower to enjoy or the best breeze to experience. More often than not, our minds are busy, much like a butterfly. And in the time frame that we're in our lives, things are very disruptive. There's just lots of change going on. There's lots of perspectives being shared. It's just really kind of a blustery day. In Winnie the Pooh, you can think about that. And so the winds of change, the winds of disruption, the emotions going up and down again, the mind is busy with a lot of things. So I wanted to think of it like a butterfly. I think it's a positive way to imagine our mind, all the thoughts fluttering. And our goal today is, how do we allow our mind to settle, to land, to create that stillness? So unlike the butterfly, we have lost our ability to be still in order to nourish our mind, because the process of being still, of pausing, of just observing with no judgment, is very beneficial for our mind and body. It's often a place, I call it like an Alka-Seltzer moment. It's like our mind is bubbling and fizzing, but we need to let it settle. We need to let it integrate. We need to develop the resilience to observe things and not necessarily react in all things. The observing mind is an important mind perspective to cultivate as well, so that we can be able to discern, to find truth, to notice what we need most in our life. So that ability to cultivate stillness is one way that we start to tap into the observer mind, the inner knowing, that place where we can connect with the truest part of ourselves. And when we're in a world or a situation that is busy and blustery and changing, we often get reactive, and we operate in a personality mode that is really probably not who we are in our truest self. And so finding that place of stillness connects you with that truest self. So cultivating stillness is a practice of landing, is what I want to use that concept as. So when I found this picture, it felt perfect. And when I look at this picture, I think of that time when we see a butterfly fluttering, and yet it finds the perfect flower to land, to settle. So cultivating stillness is a practice landing in a place of non-thinking and intentional focus. The process of landing can start as simply with just focusing on your breath. So we're going to take you through a practice. And like Sue said, it doesn't mean that you have to look at the screen. There's a picture of a butterfly there, but you can bring that picture into your mind. And if that doesn't seem to serve you, the other part of that is, find an object in front of you that you can really just notice and anchor your attention. So again, finding that comfortable position that you feel that you can be present, so that there's a level of support, either by the floor or the chair. There's a level of quietness in your surrounding. And if there's not, just the focus that you generate in this practice will often bring a sense of quietness to you. So let's again begin the practice. So I'm going to ask you just to notice the whole body being supportive either by the floor or the chair. And just feel the weight of your body sinking into that object of support, the chair, the floor. And then drawing your attention to your breath. So you're going to take a comfortable inhale. And as you're inhaling, you're just going to pause the breath. And then slowly exhale. And we'll repeat that. So there's this pause of about 6 seconds. So as you inhale, again, not a hold your breath, but it's just a pause. And then exhale, long and slow. And again, just let the breath come in. And as if you saw that butterfly for the first time, it's amazing. And you're just pausing in awe and then exhaling. And one more time, take that comfortable inhale. Again, just pause and exhale slowly. And then keeping that just comfortable breath without pausing, but just feel the breath coming in and out. And gazing at your object. Begin to be an observer without judging, just noticing. See if you can notice the colors of your object. And continue to explore the object, perhaps. You can notice the space that the object is in, just the area around where the object sits. And as you're breathing and looking at the object, you may be able to expand and just notice the sense of emotion that's connected to the object. Maybe it's just a sense of appreciation of the beauty. Perhaps it's a sense of comfort, connection. And just continue to immerse yourself in the object, almost as if you're feeling your physical self dissolving away and your inner self kind of merging and connecting with that object. Continuing to breathe. And as your awareness of the object seems to expand and grow bigger, you can be aware of the object is all-encompassing. As if it, if you were in the center of a circle with this object, just breathing. And I'm going to pause and not talk for a few seconds. Because again, for you to fully enjoy this sense of stillness where you're immersed with the object. Continue to just notice your breath, the rise and fall. And tap into the observer mind and notice that in these few seconds, there was a stillness that you connected with, a place where there's no thinking or judging, a place where you're just being still. And as you begin to grow your breath and coming back to the awareness of your body sitting on a chair, the awareness of your mind being more vibrant, you may see a little clearer that in that moment of stillness, you nourished your mind and body. You tapped into that inner knowing, that inner person, that inner voice, so that as you move forward into your day, you can remember this moment of stillness and connect with your inner voice and let it speak the truth that best serves you and those around you. And that you may land in stillness whenever you need to. It can take just a few moments, a few seconds. So as you're coming back to your awareness of your body and breath, see if you can reflect on some new awarenesses. Perhaps you realized the different colors in a different way. Perhaps you realized that your breath was really calm and centered. And then, what did it feel like to connect with the observer part of yourself? Not a person, not judging, but just observing as a curious mind. And then last, what will you take away from this practice today and bring into your daily experiences? Perhaps it's just a picture that you can look at that reminds you to take a few moments of stillness. Perhaps it's a saying or a quote. So I hope that in your days ahead, you can incorporate and cultivate some practice of stillness to nourish your mind, to land on the flower that best serves you and takes care of you and brings you great happiness. So thank you for this opportunity. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer those, and I'll turn it back over to Sue.